We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy, by Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for Icera P-Tax water source heat pumps and fan coils. Mr. Heyman, how are you?
There he is.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, are you in Boston?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What are you doing
in
Milwaukee?
I try to cover all the teams. There's still, I don't know if you guys are aware, there's still eight teams left here. So
I understand.
I'm in Milwaukee.
There was something that happened yesterday in that game, and it's not the Rockies losing, which I'm biased on, but something disgraceful happened in that game that I think we should touch on, because I have said to you many times, and Joe has agreed, that Ryan Braun is a terrible human being. We have said that.
Not a good guy.
He's just an awful human.
Not a good guy.
And he continued that yesterday. If you haven't seen this, I'll describe it to everybody listening, and Joe, if you didn't see it, Ryan Braun got a base hit. Christian Yelich, you may have heard of him, MVP of the National League, did not move quick enough.
Yeah, okay,
you know where I'm going, John. And Yelich was thrown out. Braun acted like a two-year-old. He acted like Jet when he was upset he didn't get his leche, and start screaming and yelling and hollering, showing up his teammate. Hey, Braun, if you're listening, first of all, you're a creep. Everybody knows it for the way you treated the drug tester. That's number one. And number two, who the hell are you at this point? You're nothing. The reason the Brewers are even here is Christian Yelich. So pipe down, Ryan. Pipe down. John, your thoughts?
Well, he lost a hit there. He had to be upset.
Well, I am upset because he's a clown. That's why. You're going to still defend him, John, or are you going to realize he's a clown?
A clown's a little strong.
No, it's not.
You know, these guys like their hits. They like to win, and that was a mistake. I'm not sure what was going on there. The first base coach should have realized what was happening, really, more than Yelich, because Yelich had his back to it, so I could see how he could get fooled. But, you know, I've been the first base. I give Braun credit for yelling at Yelich, not
Braun
the first
credit.
Base coach. He's obviously a very, very good fellow for doing that. Not picking on the poor first base coach.
But. Oh, my God. I know what you're doing. You're just trying to tick me off now.
Is that what you're doing there, John? Trying to get him aggravated?
He was upset. He was in the moment.
In the moment.
Show up the MVP
in the
league.
In the moment. Like Crowell was in the moment.
Right, yeah.
In the moment.
What an excuse.
In the moment.
If that can only be an excuse for everything, right?
You know, it was the moment.
Please.
Dude, he's a clown, man. You just got to come to admit it. He ruined the guy's life. He ruined the guy's life. He lied to
Jim. He didn't ruin Yelich's life. He's going to be MVP.
Not Yelich.
I'm talking about
the drug
tester. And I really can't talk about the MVP anyway. As you guys know, that was my vote, so I can't.
You can't. You
say
can't,
who
well,
I
you can't
for.
Say
I cannot
commit. Even though you did you do the vote already?
Yes.
So what does it matter?
You got to do the vote before the game.
Okay,
the,
so what does it matter that you would reveal it now?
Because the announcement hasn't come. You have to wait for the announcement. They don't want anyone to know. They want that to be suspense.
There's
the
no suspense.
Yeah, but who you voted for doesn't mean that's the guy that's going to win.
I don't know. I do.
Am I right about this? Am I missing something
right
here?
You take this up with Jack O'Connell. If you can get Jack O'Connell to tell me that I can go ahead and do it.
All right, I don't want to get
it. It said on my ballot that I was not allowed until the announcement.
John, I don't want to get you in trouble. John, you know we love you. I don't want to get you in trouble.
We don't want to get you in trouble, but we all know you voted for Christian Yelich.
Yes,
we know. We already know that.
You know,
it's
right.
Fine. It's okay.
Fine.
I really can't. I can't say who I voted for.
But you voted for Christian Yelich. It's totally understandable.
You guys are good. You guys are
great.
We're sneaky.
Who's better than us?
I should host a Sunday morning news show. Just start asking Paul. I get him to answer all
my
that
God.
Stupid stuff.
Hey, get me on for that, will you?
Yeah,
but wait till I retire.
Oh, of course I will. I got to do that.
Yeah, you know. You would have senators admitting I only voted because of the party. And I only
of course.
Yeah.
I linked it. You got it.
Nah, not. They wouldn't do that.
John, what's your thoughts on Yankees Red Sox? What are you thinking? Are you excited?
I think the Yankees can win. I do. I think they're going to win. I think they're probably the best wild card team we've seen. I don't know if that's faint praise or whatever, but lineup is dynamic. The bullpen is much better than Boston. You know, I feel like there's pressure on these teams that win 100, 108 or 110 games, whatever they won, and they don't always win, as we saw with Seattle in 2001, 116 and lost. So I think the Yankees, I'm just predicting. Now, you know how good my predictions are. Well, maybe not in football.
You're not exactly ripping it up in the NFL, John.
No, I was on a hot streak there for a while, though, I think, right?
Last year. Yeah, this year I think you're 0 for the year so far.
Well, no, a game before last. I had
you had to push.
I celebrated. I thought that was – I counted that
you celebrated a tie. Okay, I understand.
Well, there's three things, and that's in the middle. So I'm pretty happy with that result.
All right.
So,
well, we're glad you're happy, Joe.
Anyway, I like the Yankees to win this.
Five games?
No. I don't go the distance.
No, really? You think the Yankees will win this in less than five?
Three.
There's only one other option, John.
Yeah, no, it's going to go the distance.
now you said no. Now you're going back to five now?
You're the best.
John, we love you,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, you yeah. Really Yankee, good. Yeah, I'm going with a five. Yeah, I like your five prediction. That's good.
You know what's funny about the Red Sox? I was talking about this off air with Chris McMonagle, who's a Yankee fan, and I mean this with respect to the Red Sox. They won 100 games.
Eight.
But, 108 games. What did I say?
100.
Oh, 108. Yeah, I got to add the eight. The Yankees won 100.
You have to throw the eight in there.
They have a bullpen right now whose most reliable pitcher outside of their closer is a knuckleballer in Steven Wright. Their ace has thrown 12 innings in the last month. Their other ace wilts when it's October and when he faces the Yankees. They have a catching position. If you combine the two catchers, whose OPS is worse than my OPS when I play baseball, they've got issues. You know, you say it like that, and they don't feel like a 108-win team, John.
They really don't. I mean, there are a lot of issues with a team like this. I mean, obviously, 98 Yankees, I can't remember a flaw that they had other than that they started, was it 1-2 or 1-3. They're fantastic on paper, on the field, everything. Boston definitely has some flaws. Now, they do have probably the one in, you know, I think Trout's probably going to finish second in the MVP, but if I had that vote, and I didn't, I would have gone with Betts and Martinez as 1-2. That's a pretty lethal combo. Bogaerts had a fantastic year. They have an incredible team. They have a great ace when perfectly healthy, when fine. But right now he's not fine. He threw 90 miles an hour in his last game. That's a bad sign. So, I think the Red Sox are in a little trouble here with the Yankees. For a team that won 108 games, they got a bad assignment. They got a bad pull here to have to face the Yankees.
Who do you like in the other? Who do you like in the Houston Cleveland series?
I think Houston. I picked them at the beginning of the year. I won't mention that I picked the Nats. That didn't work out
so
well.
Yeah, that worked out well, huh? That
was,
I could have
well,
told you that. No, you should have talked to me. I would have told you there's no way.
You
to
did.
Win.
You guys were better. You guys were good. I mean, you knew that Dodgers weren't going to win 95 games. They do.
Well, that was my
moment. Yeah, that's true. yeah, I think Houston's the best team. They're going to win that.
So you think they're going to win a pennant? No. You like Houston going to the World Series again?
I do. I think Houston's the best team. Their rotation is fantastic. I still count the rotation. Even in the era of the bullpen, I think the rotation is huge. Probably the two best rotations going with Cleveland versus Houston. Cleveland's feisty. They got to, they're going to not be easy, but I'll be surprised if they can beat Houston.
The Brewers are now implementing sort of a bullpen by committee. I mean, sort of. It's different. For example, today Chacín is pitching, but he's pitching on 3 days rest, which I think is an indicator that he's going to throw 80, 85 pitches. He may only go four innings. Yesterday, Woodruff pitched. He was great. He only pitched three innings. And I think what the Brewers showed you yesterday is the risk of something like that. They had all these great performances. Burns pitches great. Hader pitches great. And then Jeremy Jeffress had a bad day, and he blew the game and almost blew it completely. But can the Brewers get through the National League with that kind of strategy, you think?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, at this point, I think the Dodgers are probably the favorite, but I do like the Brewers. I think they're going to get past the Rockies. Easy to say that. They're up 1-0. But, I think that they have a very strong bullpen. Regardless of how they use it, that is a huge plus. I think most of the other bullpens have depleted or shown some attrition at this point, and theirs really hasn't. The one question I have would be Jeffress. He was held out of a game or two against Chicago late because of an undisclosed medical issue. He did not look good yesterday. I know there were a couple seeing eye hits, but he did not look good. They got lucky. The Blackman Would-be double was about 2 inches foul.
Right.
He did single afterward, but they got a bit of a break there. I'm a little worried about Jeffress. Hader, obviously, is very tough. Burns, fantastic rookie.
And Knebel's been great,
too. That's a big
too.
Advantage. They have a great bullpen, and that's a big help. And I think it will at least get them past this round, probably.
Mm. So you like the Dodgers to win the Dodgers, Brewers, Dodgers back to the World Series in a rematch against the Astros. Is that what you're saying?
The Dodgers and Brewers to me is a pick 'em. I could see it. I could see the Brewers win that, but I'm going to say, yeah, I think we might see a rematch at this point.
It's going to be interesting because if you go based on traditional pitching, you know, having a rotation, I like the Dodgers and the Rockies.
Right.
The problem Colorado's facing is that their two best pitchers were used in these play-in games, the one-game playoff for the West, and then the wild card game. So they're not available for game one and two. And that, of course, is Marquez and Freeland. So they don't have them until game three and four. But it feels oddly, and the good guys won in terms of traditional baseball, but it feels like the sport is battling for its soul right now between starting pitchers and not starting pitchers. Because the Dodgers, Ryu was great last night. He was brilliant. He was a great starting pitcher. Kershaw, we'll see what he does tonight. We know about the Astros and the Indians and the Red Sox. But then you've got the Brewers. And you've got the A's, even though they got eliminated. It feels like the soul of baseball in this postseason is being battled over traditional pitching versus new age pitching.
Yeah, the Rays had so much success with their opener strategy that I think it's a sport of copycats, and you'll see that. But I still think it's going to be those smaller market, lower revenue, lower payroll teams that are going to use that more often. The Brewers happen to be a team that has a great bullpen and I was going to say average rotation, but they've performed better than average the last 2 years, so I got to stop knocking them. A decent rotation. So they will do it on occasion. But, I think ultimately we're going to see teams like L.A. with a really good rotation and Houston with a great rotation step forward and do what they do. I think it's still a huge advantage to have a great rotation. We got to remember, if you're going to go with 7, 8, or 9 relievers in a game, you got to be pretty – sure and feel confident that nobody's going to have a bad day. Everybody's got to get used
to
the mound.
That's it.
You know, I don't think ultimately that's going to work. And I don't blame Oakland for doing that. And if you look at their record, using the opener, it has not been that good. But and I understand Tampa's was great, so teams will do it. But Oakland had one or two guys have a bad day. You can't have 7, 8, 9 guys having a good day all the time. I just think ultimately that's not going to be a winning strategy for the best teams.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. That's why the Brewers are odd to me, because they could have easily started Gio Gonzalez today. That's what I figured. I was like, wow, Gio's pitched well as a Brewer. That makes sense. I mean,
right,
Gio Gonzalez.
Right,
start
right,
the guy.
Right. Well, he's not pitching at Citi Field against the Mets either.
That's true. But ever since he's been a Brewer, he's been a really good pitcher.
No, he's been
well.
Good. He's been good.
So
he's been good. All their pickups have been good.
Right, but then they go to Chacín on short rest. It was just, it's odd what Counsel's doing. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
They're
up 1-0. They make some funny choices. It's hard to argue with Counsel. He's got a good postseason record even as a player.
Yeah.
So,
well, that means nothing right now.
We'll see how it goes.
That doesn't mean anything. That he has a good record as a player.
Their starters aren't great. Yeah. And that's another problem with this. You know, looking at Oakland's situation, and we know Fires and Edwin Jackson are journeymen. They're not great pitchers. Fires did have a decent year, but I mean, it's kind of insulting to these guys. You know, we're going to skip over you in our biggest game and take a chance with 8 relievers, you know, instead of you. I just don't see that as a winning strategy. It's interesting right now. It's had some success, particularly in Tampa, but ultimately that's not gonna win in baseball.
Yeah.
That's not gonna be the thing that happens.
I got you.
What about some of these managerial openings? I saw where Joe Girardi interviewed for the Reds job. Do you see him getting a job again in one of these jobs?
The Reds, yeah, they have about 5 candidates right now that I think are pretty strong. I saw Eduardo Perez's name pop up, which would be interesting. Obviously, Tony Perez, an icon there, who was a manager in Cincinnati. But from my understanding, my belief, the 3 favorites there are David Bell. The name Bell goes a long way in Cincinnati. Buddy Bell, they're all from
Gus
Cincinnati.
Bell. Gus Bell.
And he's part of the organization. So I think David Bell's got a good chance. I think Farrell's got a chance. They've had problems with their pitching. You know, he was a great, even though I don't think he's a great manager, he was a great pitching coach. So ultimately, he probably won't get it for that reason, but they certainly are interested in hearing what he has to say. And Jim Rickleman, the interim, did a nice job. If I had a guess today, I'd go with David Bell. I think those three are probably the favorites, and Ausmus and Girardi also interviewed. So, you know, I think they've done a good job getting a good group of guys together. I think Eduardo Perez will be a good manager someday for somebody as well.
That means he's off the broadcast booth, though. I mean, who wants that?
Yeah.
You know? Got to have Eduardo Perez.
Does Buck get another managing job somewhere?
You know, Buck has been a great manager. You know, he doesn't fit the profile right now. You know,
right.
Yeah, I just don't think he fits the profile, so I wouldn't guarantee it. He's had a really good run. I'm not going to rule it out about relationships, getting these jobs in some cases. And his record overall, not counting this year, is pretty good. But, you know, I'd say he's got a better chance than Ozzie Guillen, but I wouldn't bet on him.
Ozzie
Guillen.
Yeah, really?
You know
he still existed.
Right, really.
Interesting.
Real quick, before I let you go while we're in this.
He does.
Real quick, who's going to be the GM of the Mets? You have any idea?
Well, we know it's not Ben Cherington.
Yeah, I saw that, not Cherington.
And
yeah.
I don't think Josh Burns is going to go for it. So it's interesting to see
nobody
what they're
wants
doing.
The job. Nobody wants to work.
Nobody wants to work for them.
Who wants to work for Jeff
Wilson well,
right now?
Said all along, I think there's a little bit of a divergence of opinion in the organization that Fred wants the older scout type, and some of the other guys, John Rico and Jeff, and some of the younger guys would want somebody who's kind of a blend. So at this point, I got to say, I really don't know who's going to get that job. You know, they're all over the map. We saw Doug Melvin was interviewed. I think he was pretty good, but it would be interesting to see them go from a 66-year-old guy to another 66-year-old guy. Not there's anything wrong with it, but...
Hey, watch it. I'm 65. You know?
Well, you're a young man, relatively
speaking.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll hire you.
No. There isn't enough money in the world for me to get one of those kind of jobs. They couldn't pay me enough to be a GM. Couldn't pay me enough.
Really? Okay.
No. I'm telling you. I wouldn't want no part of anything like that. Nothing.
Well, I think you'd be better than some of the names.
I doubt that, too. But I just, you know, I don't want to work anymore. I got to go be a GM.
I think you'd be good at the job. I'm not sure about how the interview would go starting out with that.
Looking at the other side, not the, you know, I'm in the other side of the fence now.
You walk into that room and say, Jeff, either sell the team,
right,
or spend $300 million.
Here's my first thing I would say to Wilpon when I walked in, if I'm the new GM.
Manny
Machado.
Right.
That's exactly right. Manny Machado.
And that would be a clinch if you not getting
open
the job.
Open up the vault. That's what I would say, John. Open up.
Yeah, I know.
The exit is over there, sir. Please leave.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think they're going to sign Manny Machado.
No, that's a stretch, huh?
John, hopefully next week you'll get your pick right. It's a Giant game, so I want you to give
that's
it a lot
right.
of thought.
That's right. Giants-Eagles next week at MetLife.
Oh,
so
big.
Keep that in mind. All right?
I feel a turnaround coming on, but I will say this. I've been fairly consistent other than my victory 2 weeks ago.
You've been very – you didn't win 2 weeks ago. You pushed. You didn't win.
Well, for me, that was a victory.
He didn't lose, though, Joe.
Yeah, you didn't lose.
I did not lose. My non-loss.
You got a tie.
Yeah, I've been consistent, so I think I'm helpful to the listeners.
Yes, very helpful, but against
consistency.
You. Yes. Thank you, John.
They bet the opposite.
All right, John. Enjoy Milwaukee, John, okay?
John Heyman playing with all the sausages in Milwaukee.
There you
still
go.
Got that sausage
race
going.
He might be in
on?
A race going. He might be in a race today.
Yes, he may. Should dress up as one of them. Start running around.
He's out of the president's race. You never know. He may be in that one.
That's right. They have that in D.C.
In Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.